Welcome to Prayer with Margaret Christine Mullings. I count it a privilege to be in your company once again. Special shout out to those of you in the islands of the seas, on the four continents of the world, and in every nation. A warm welcome is extended to you. Also, those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, I'd like to tell you how much I appreciate you tuning in. God bless all of you right where you are. You will find me in the book of Psalm 67. Yes. This psalm reads, "May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him." And there ends the reading of Psalm 67. The Lord is able to bless the reading of his word and to give to us the understanding that we may apply it to our daily living. Come on, let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come before the mercy seat this morning, Father, we present ourselves to you. And we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to search us out this morning. Search us out in the inner chambers of our hearts. Father, see if there be any iniquity within us. See if there be anything in us that is not of you. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to burn it out with your holy fire. In the name of Jesus, Father, break down every idol and cast out every foe. Everything that is not of you, Father, burn it away from our lives. Father, that we may worship you in spirit and in truth, Father. Father, I pray for a renewal of our minds this morning, that we would put on the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus, Father, increase our capacity to receive from you, Father, to remember that thou art a spirit, and they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, we confess this morning that we have not been all of that that you'd have us to be. We have not walked according to your laws and your commandments. Forgive us. We've been negligent. At times we've been lazy, complacent. And then other times, Father, we are just overcome by the cares of this world. Forgive us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And this morning, we ask that you would divinely intervene, especially for everyone under the sound of my voice. Father, divinely intervene. Manifest your word in demonstration today. Oh, my Father. Cause our faith to increase. Cause your word to increase in our lives, the intake of your word. Give us that desire, oh God, my Father. Give us that hunger. We would hunger for your word, that we would feed on your word, that we would meditate upon your word, that we would search the scriptures, Father, that your word would become a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Oh, my Father, transform our lives through your word in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you this morning for the cleansing. We thank you for the washing. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for being our helper, for being our defender. So, we put our trust in you today. We trust you, Father, to lead the way. In the name of Jesus. Father, this morning, in the name of Jesus, let those under the sound of my voice begin to testify of your healing power, of your delivering power, in the name of Jesus. Let some soul testify today that salvation has come, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for hearing this prayer this morning. Thank you for healing lives this morning, healing hearts, mending broken and shattered lives. Thank you for your divine intervention. Thank you, Father, for the resurrection power of Jesus Christ showing up in lives today. Oh, I pray today, Father, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, and that every need will be met. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Before I leave you this morning, I would like to highlight from Psalm 67, verse 2. Verse 2, I reiterate it again, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Question, could the psalm writer have looked across the years to see the gospel go throughout the earth? This psalm surely speaks of the fulfillment of the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, when Jesus commanded that the gospel be taken to all nations. Should account yourself this morning among that great crowd of believers worldwide who know the Savior. Begin to praise him for his good news and share the gospel so that the harvest will be abundant. And I encourage you, continue to pray through to your breakthrough. God be gracious unto you today. God lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace. Pray. Prayer changes things. Thank you so much for tuning in, and God bless you. Wherever you are geographically, know that God is there. So until next time, stay prayerful.